Joining us now live, we've got Dr. Barry Potvin on the line. He chairs the Plymouth Board of Health. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and I understand, Dr. Potvin, that the state of emergency, which is relative to COVID, has been lifted in the town of Plymouth. What exactly does that mean? Can you tell me more about it?
Well, the state of emergency is actually still in effect, and according to the United States Health and Human Services Department, at least until the 22nd of October. There are still states of public health emergency in effect in 10 states, not including Massachusetts, but it does include New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Basically, what that means is that some of the emergency measures that were taken during the state of emergency are no longer in effect in states that have not continued the state of emergency. But it doesn't mean the pandemic is over with or that people are no longer at risk for being infected.
So just so I can be clear here, so the state of emergency has been lifted statewide and townwide, but not nationwide.
That's correct.
Okay. What about COVID cases in the town of Plymouth? What's the status of those now, and are you worried about any kind of a resurgence with any new variants this fall?
Well, the total number of cases that we have in Plymouth has pretty much remained stable. We're seeing about 120 new cases over each two-week period. That is higher than last summer, but it's still on the low side. There is worries about a resurgence or another surge that could occur in the fall when people come back indoors, and especially around the holiday periods of Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And do you have any specific advice for people, or you really just like to give information?
Well, you know, the Board of Health and I personally do follow that information quite vigilantly. We check data from the CDC and the Department of Public Health on a regular basis. Really, the only people that should be still thinking about masking are those that are elderly and those that have compromised immune systems. The most important thing for everyone to know is that as of yesterday, they did approve, the CDC and the FDA approved new vaccines targeted against the Omicron variant. And the Moderna one is approved for those over 18, and the Pfizer one is approved for those over 12. The new vaccines should be available within a week or two.
Now, do you have any particular websites that you like to go to, or let people know that if they're looking for lots of information or more specific or just reminders, do you have a website or two that you can recommend to people?
Well, the best source of information for us here in Plymouth is probably our every other week Board of Health meeting. We routinely spend 15 or 20 minutes talking about that information. Most of the information we give out during those Board of Health meetings comes from the CDC and also from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
We appreciate you joining us again. That's Dr. Barry Potvin. He chairs the Plymouth Board of Health. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.